Let's read and declare boldly the title of this message. Preaching. Okay, starting with preaching. Preaching the gospel, the Spirit and the Word. Again.
Preaching the gospel, the Spirit and the Word.
Amen. Please turn to Acts 4:31. Okay. And read it together. With a strong spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And when they had so besought, the place in which they were gathered was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. They began to speak the word of God with
boldness.
With boldness. Hallelujah. Okay, how about the brothers stand up and declare Roman numeral 1?
We need to participate in the outpouring of the Spirit of power as a dynamic impact for preaching the gospel.
Repeat the word, dynamic impact.
Dynamic impact.
Oh, we need to have the dynamic impact.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus. You know, this conference is about the humanity of Jesus. And we can eat the humanity of Jesus. You know, He's our food. He's our supply. Okay? For our living, day by day. In Leviticus 2:4, it says, when you present an offering of a meal offering baked in the oven, it shall be of fine flour, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, or unleavened wafers anointed with oil. So when we eat the triune God, He is the unleavened cake. He is the wheat that is processed. We eat the processed triune God. This becomes our supply. But you see here, there is unleavened wafers anointed with oil. This signifies the oil that is poured out and is put on. This is the other aspect that it says we need to participate in the outpouring of the Spirit as the dynamic impact. Amen. Amen. And in Acts 2:4, the verses that we just declared, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. Okay, this word filled with the Holy Spirit is to be filled outwardly. You know, in Acts and in other places, it talks about being filled with the word inwardly. Here, it talks about filled with the Spirit outwardly. Amen. I'll read you another verse. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, for also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, how do we get filled with the Spirit? Okay, I'll read you another verse. This is 1 Corinthians 12:3, which is related to 1 Corinthians 12:13. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking in the Spirit of God says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So, by calling Lord Jesus, we are given to drink the Spirit.
Amen.
Actually, by calling the Lord Jesus, we are baptized in the Spirit. You know, amen. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm a bit too excited. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. So, you know, we need to have the impact When I was a young person, you know, I enjoyed the Lord. And, you know, I read the Bible. I enjoyed the Lord somewhat. I attend the conferences, you know, and I can say I'm okay. But I'm exposing myself. But some of my friends, most of my friends, doesn't even know I'm a Christian. So then I had zero impact on my friends. But we need to have impact. So you see, this is the impact is by the preaching of the gospel, by putting on the Spirit. You know, we can enjoy the Lord, but you need to realize that the pouring out of the Spirit with the impact of preaching the gospel is also part of the meal offering. You see, unleavened wafers anointed with oil. So when we preach the gospel, actually, it makes the Father happy. Amen. Of course, it makes you happy also afterwards. Oh, we need to preach the gospel. Amen. This actually is a present to God. Amen. Amen. All right, let's read point A together. Amen. How about sisters read B?
There are two aspects of the one divine spirit, the essential aspect of life inwardly, and the economical aspect for power outwardly.
Amen. So in John 20:22, you know, the Lord breathed the Spirit into the disciples. He breathed into them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." This is for them to receive the Spirit inwardly, essentially, for their living. Amen. But when on the day of Pentecost, in Acts, you know, there was this violent wind and sound out of heaven. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is for their work. Amen. We need to participate in the outpouring of the Spirit of power as the dynamic impact for the preaching of the gospel. There's also another picture of this in the Old Testament. This is in 2 Kings 2:9-15. I'll read you some of the verses. So Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I should do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Okay? And then they went on and walked. Suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated two of them. And Elijah was took up by a whirlwind into heaven. So, but... And then Elisha saw Elijah was taken away, but he picked up Elijah's mantle, which was fallen from him, and then he has inherited the spirit of Elijah. And then he struck the water, and then it parted the water from this side to the other side. Okay, what really touches me is that in 2 Kings 2:9, Elisha asked, okay, he says, "Let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." You know, we can also ask the Lord, "Lord, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, okay, let's read point one and sisters point two. Call on the Lord and again and again. Amen. Amen, sisters.
After we call on the Lord, we will pray and we will receive strengthening and refreshment inwardly. We will also outwardly have the power, the boldness, the assurance, and the faith to speak strongly.
Amen. can call on the Lord again and again. Call on the Lord, on the one hand, fills us inwardly. Call on the Lord is a drinking of the Spirit. And then calling on the Lord, if we keep calling, it'll immerse us with the Spirit. Saints, I really pray that even for myself, we need to experience, you know, one time in our Christian life, we need to be a crazy lover of Jesus. We need to call on the Lord to the point that we are filled with the new wine. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. How about let's all stand up and call on the Lord 5 times. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. 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 Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just by calling on the Lord, we are released. We are satisfied within, and we are immersed with the Spirit without. Amen. This will have the dynamic impact. Amen. When you go out on the gospel this afternoon,
hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Amen. You need to call on the Lord.
Amen.
You need to be soaked in the Spirit.
Amen.
By calling on the Lord. Amen. Amen. C. Okay, how about the brothers read C?
The power to preach the gospel is in the Spirit, and we all have been baptized in the Spirit.
Amen. The sisters won.
The resurrected and ascended Christ, as the head of the church, has already baptized all his believing members in the Spirit.
Amen. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, it says, "For also in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body." Oh, praise the Lord. I really appreciate this verse. You know, you feel like you don't have boldness. You feel like you don't have the Spirit to preach the gospel, to speak to strangers. But here it says, in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. So, this has already been, the Spirit has already been poured out.
Yes,
we already have it. Yes. All we need to do is to ask.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So, how do we get filled? How do we get participate in the outpouring? It's by calling on the Lord. On the one hand, we drink Him. To the point that we are bubbling over.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we just ask. You know, the best prayer is to just ask the Lord. Let a double portion of the Spirit, oh Lord, let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me.
Amen.
How about the brothers declare this? Let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me. The sisters.
Let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me.
Amen.
Amen.
These prayers really work. Amen. Then we can go out to speak the word of God with boldness. Amen. Amen. Then, okay, point two. We have to exercise our faith to believe that according to the New Testament revelation, we are in the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I may not feel like it when I go out to preach the gospel, but whenever I call on the Lord, I am in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Whenever I call on the Lord, I put on the mantle, which is the Holy Spirit, and I will have the boldness. Does not matter how we feel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful that it does not matter how we feel? Praise the Lord. Amen. And point three. How about we all read point three?
We must love the Lord and His word. For six simple matters, open ourselves to be fully cleansed and consecrate ourselves to the Lord, for our faith will not work.
Amen. Saints, you know, our being crazy for the gospel, crazy for the Lord, is not a one-time thing. You know, it's not once a year you come to the college training and you preach the gospel. But it's a day-by-day thing. I mean, all of these messages are related. We need to call on the Lord every day, be revived every morning. And actually, we need to take care the sense of life and the light within us. You know, we need to be crazy for the gospel. But we need to have weight in our craziness. You know, Watchman Nee, when he was young, he wanted to preach the gospel. And he was praying that the Lord will give him power through his word to preach the gospel. And then he kept praying and praying. He still did not have the power. And then one day when he was reading Psalms, and then the Lord showed him this verse. You know, whom do I have in heaven but thee? Right. And then he realized, oh Lord, I cannot pray this prayer. I still have something on the earth that I love more than the Lord. And then he had to deal with that. And after that, he's so released. Oh, Lord Jesus, we need the daily calling on the name of the Lord. Amen. And to receive him as the light, so that our preaching of the gospel is not just in the emotions. We're not trying to hear to stir you up emotionally. We are trying to participate in the humanity of Jesus. Amen. On the one hand, we eat him as the meal offering. On the other hand, we participate in the proclamation with power of the Jubilee. Amen. This is the part of the humanity of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's all read four together.
If we have the real power of the Spirit, we do not need any gimmicks such as rock music, dramas, or performances.
Amen. We do not need any gimmicks such as rock music, dramas, or performances. Most of the time we use gimmicks because we lack the power. We lack the prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, praise the Lord. Anyway, we need the Spirit and the Word. So we really need to bring this matter to prayer. You know, like, even after this message, have a short prayer, have a short time of prayer yourself, and then with those around you, that He would grant us, He would give us this experience. You know, like, we enjoy the Lord intrinsically, essentially, that's for our expression of Him. But we participate in the pouring out of the Spirit by proclaiming the gospel. This is for the dominion and the kingdom. So I mean, don't think that dominion is in the future. Actually, we can practice it today. By preaching of the gospel. By exercising our heavenly authority. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. This will satisfy the Father, and this will satisfy us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I'll give you one example. One time, I was going out to preach the gospel with one of the students. And wow, he's the student. He's very on fire in the gospel. Okay, he's just you know, walking around, passing tracks. He said, hey, you need to take this. Hey, and he's like, wow, really on fire. I was like, wow, amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And then, so I was stirred up. I was like, wow, okay, I need to be as burning as my companion. And so it stirred up my spirit. Actually, you will realize whenever you go out to preach the gospel, you touch the divine fire. You know, you touch the spirit in the word, you touch the divine fire. But when you go out to preach the gospel, you also touch this meal offering as the divine fire. So I was more on fire through my brother. And then he was telling, you know, it's passing tracks. And then people were asking him, what is this track? And he says, it's the gospel. Okay, and then people are asking, what is the gospel? He says, it's Jesus Christ. Okay, and he's like, David, come over, you know, help me to say something. So, praise the Lord. We need the Spirit and the Word. On the one hand, we need to be on fire and crazy for the gospel. On the other hand, we need to be constituted by the Word. Amen. Amen.
Hello, I'm Jason, and I live in Chicago, and I'm so happy to be in the college training. I can't think of anywhere else on earth that I want to be right now than in the college training. It's wonderful. Yeah, as our brother was sharing, we need the Spirit and we need the Word. Hallelujah. Let's read Roman numeral 2 together. The Spirit empowers us for the speaking of the Word of God with boldness. We need to be familiar with the Bible. Let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, in all wisdom, so that we can give people a proper Word. When I read this, what stood out to me at first was we need to be familiar with the Bible. It's kind of an excellent illustration that Brother David gave, right? We want to be those who are not kind of caught in that scenario. And I don't think we will. We will not. Colossians 3:16, which is referred to in this point, is let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, right? In teaching, admonishing one another. So this is our goal. We want this word this week to get into us. And actually, we are in one of the best places on the earth for experience this point firsthand. A whole week we are here getting the word into our ears. We are masticating the word. Brother Bill is helping us to masticate the word. We're touching the word, handling the word, being soaked with the word, saturated with the word, permeated with the word. You know what the result is when you have this kind of a situation? You just can't help but to be filled with the word and to speak the word. You just can't help it. Even if you tried not to do it, it would just happen. You know why? Because what is in us is what we'll speak. You know, if I spent the whole week at a football camp talking about the 2014-15 NFL season, that's what would just come out of me. Even if I didn't even like football, it's because I was in it all the time. That was freshly in me. That's what would come out of me if I started talking to somebody, right? So whatever our interest is, whatever we spend our time on, that is what will come out of our mouth, right? So in Acts 8, which is referred to here, Philip has this kind of a situation. He's walking, and he's filled in spirit, and he comes across a carriage, and in that carriage or chariot is an Ethiopian eunuch. And this eunuch is reading the Bible. And Philip comes up here beside him, and Philip, because he's filled with the Word, he has the boldness to ask this question. If you're not filled with the Word, you're probably not going to have the boldness to ask this question. You know, do you know what you are reading? Do you understand what you are reading? And the Ethiopian eunuch says, "Of course not. How can I? Unless someone guides me." And there's a wonderful utterance here. It says, "And Philip opened his mouth. And beginning from this scripture, he announced Jesus as the gospel to him." Isn't that wonderful? He announced Jesus as the gospel to him. Philip was in a situation arranged by the Holy Spirit to give a particular word to that man at that time. It was not the time to go searching for Brother David to find out how to answer that question. It was not the time to go ask your serving one to help this man with his question. So we are ones who are the most blessed in the universe at this point during this week, because we are being loaded with good. We are being loaded with capital, with content, which is not us, it's not our background, it's not our view on world events, it's the living Word of God. And it is getting into us, brothers. Believe it. The Word of God is getting into us right now. So that when we go out, we have something to talk about. Right? Whatever we're enjoying, whatever is fresh in us, that will come out to meet the need. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that we have the gospel today. I just tell you, I can't wait. I wish we were doing it right now. I can't wait until it's my turn with my team to go out with Jasper. We'll probably be together. And Jasper and I have such a wonderful time just praying together for his campus back home. And anyways, I just can't wait till we get to go out. And we just get to impart what we have been getting filled with in a fresh way as our capital and as our content. It just comes out. Amen. Let's see here. A says, if our being is constituted and composed with the Word, our speaking will be full of weight, authority, and power. This is our brother Stephen's experience. It says they could not withstand. They could not withstand his spirit and his wisdom because he was speaking the Word of God. And the Word of God was his boldness. It was his weightiness. And it was his authority. So this is wonderful, saints. When we are constituted and composed with the Word, this subdues and it also infuses others with faith. It infuses others with substantiating ability to substantiate all the hidden mysterious things of God. This is what it means to be weighty and to have authority. Right? A lot of times when we look at the schedule, we open our college training booklet, and we see that we will be going out into the gospel. Sometimes we're excited, maybe a lot of times we're excited, but maybe deep within, we realize there's some fear there. And that fear, a lot of times, comes from two aspects. Number one, that is, I don't have the confidence in what I have to say. And number two is, because I don't have the confidence in what I'm about to say to this person, I'm really afraid of what the reaction is going to be. Well, brothers, don't worry about it. You just stay in the enjoyment. You just stay like our brother David was helping us. You touch that economical spirit. You claim it. You claim it. And I tell you that whatever you speak from the source of your enjoyment this week, you don't have to speak from where somebody else is. You don't have to speak something that you think sounds good. You just speak from your enjoyment, and I tell you, that will subdue the situation. And it will infuse faith into the listener. They might not have the reaction that you're hoping they will have right there in front of you. Maybe they will. But I guarantee you that something of eternal value is being worked into that person by your speaking from your enjoyment, your fresh content and capital into them. So we have to just stand with the facts, brothers. When we are in enjoyment, when we are being filled with the Word, we are becoming weighty persons, speaking with authority and power. Right? B, to minister Christ to others requires that first, we ourselves be nourished with the words of life concerning Christ. I do believe this point just means so much more to us after the word that we heard last night. Considering this matter of masticating the humanity of Jesus as the meal offering, word by word, slowing down to take Him in and to let Him be settled in our being as our real, intimate, real enjoyment. This is so crucial, brothers. 1 Timothy 4:6 talks about, if you lay these things before the brothers, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, being nourished with the words of the faith and the good teaching which you have closely followed. So brothers, if we want to be those who are ministering food to others, what's that mean? These words, the words of the Bible, this ministry that opens up the Word has to become our food. It has to become our food first before we can move on to Matthew 24, which says, who is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master set over his house that he would give food at the proper time? That's what we want to do, saints. We want to give food to others. I don't want to give something that's just in my thought world. I don't want to give something that's just something that I heard of but it doesn't really affect me or impact me at all. I just want to hand over and speak and serve food to whoever I come in contact with. If we do that, whoever we speak to will be benefited, regardless of their reaction to your speaking. Don't be so hung up at how somebody reacts to you. You just keep speaking enjoyment. And as you do this, as we practice this, the Word makes us wise unto salvation. They're full of wisdom that we will know how to serve different kinds of people with food and what kind of food at the right time. But you just keep speaking from this content and this capital as this deposit that is getting into you this week. Amen. C, we need to build up a lifelong habit of daily getting into God's Word to be built up in the truth. Doesn't that just sound so enjoyable? After all the speaking that we've had this week, I just want to have more time in the Word, to be soaked in the Word. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, and that from a babe you have known the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise unto salvation, through the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 16, important verse. All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Right? So we are enjoying this Word, and this Word, as it's getting into us, it's operating in us in different ways that we would know how to give people a proper Word It's correcting us. It's convicting us. It's instructing us in righteousness. All these things are so profitable as we breathe in God's Word. Doesn't that sound so much more enjoyable than just the thought of, I'm going to study my Bible? It's not that enjoyable. Not that enjoyable. But when we think about masticating Jesus, when we consider the Scripture is God breathed, whoa, that becomes an enjoyable scene to me. I just can't wait to do it. Let's move on here, running out of time. I got to mention this verse. 1 Timothy 2:4, we're very familiar with this verse. Our Savior God desires that all men would be saved. And a lot of times we stop there. But what else does our Savior God desire? That we come to the full knowledge of the truth. We're not there yet, saints, but this should be our pursuit. This should be in front of us, that we're pursuing toward the full knowledge of the truth, right? The full knowledge of the Son of God, right? This has to be before us as we're enjoying the Word. It's becoming our deposit to come to the full knowledge. One, it is very profitable to set aside 30 minutes a day for the study of God's Word, book by book. We have to have this. We need this. A quick testimony. I remember my first term in the training, and I came into the training not a very good trainee. I did not have a lot of confidence in my Bible reading schedule. I just didn't. I wanted to, or maybe I don't know if I even realized I wanted to, but there was something in me that was unsettled in this matter of reading the Word of God, getting into the Word of God. And I remember another brother in the training was giving us all his testimony that he was in this boat of realizing that his intake of the Word was not that normal. And a trainer had spoken to his class, telling them, I like to say ministering to them, that if they read 15 pages of text, not footnotes, just 15 pages of text a day, they would finish the New Testament in 1 month. Now, I almost hesitate to tell you exactly what that was, because maybe that's not the schedule for you. But anyways, as I was listening to that, I really felt a nudge in my spirit. I need to take this brother up on this. And I just dove in, brothers. I just dove in this schedule throughout the training. And I just made time for it. I just made extra time. The training's very busy, but I just made extra time to get into this schedule. I will tell you, I don't do that schedule now, but I am benefiting from that schedule right now. Again, that does not mean that's your schedule. Doesn't mean that's the schedule that you need to do. But that was a schedule that the Lord nudged me. He touched me on to take Him up on this. And I tell you, my Bible reading has never been the same. To get familiar with the Word of God has eternal value. It is a good thing to be open to this, brothers. To be open to how the Lord would lead you to have a sustainable schedule to read the Word of God. This will not benefit only you. This will benefit everybody in your immediate universe. It will benefit those who you go out to contact. Those who you go out to contact in the gospel, your roommates, it will benefit having the Word on your fingertips. Yeah, I realize I'm going slow here. I need to speed up. Let's see. Yes, there it is. Two, this kind of continual practice will result in an accumulation of the truth in our being. It is not a matter of quantity, but a matter of endurance. D, after we are saved, whether or not we will be useful vessels in God's hands depends on our attitude toward the truth. So, brothers, the more we let the Word of Christ occupy our hearts, the more this Word teaches us, it convicts us, it corrects us, it makes us wise unto salvation. It nourishes us. It makes us bold. It becomes our authority. It becomes our weightiness to fully equip us for every good work, so that we become the faithful and prudent slave whom the master set over his house to give them food at the proper time. This has to be our aspiration, so that we can arrive at verse 46. Can we all read Matthew 24, 46 really quickly? Maybe we could stand. It's worse to stand to speak this verse. 24, 46. Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Oh Lord Jesus, find us doing this. Amen. Hallelujah. Sorry, took so long.
Let's read the focus again. Okay, ready? Go.